Hello everyone and welcome to Southern Solitudes. We are very happy to be here today to present our literary project On the Heart is a Lonely Hunter by Carson McCullers.
First of all, let us introduce ourselves. We are Ines, Arthur and Ilias. And for this presentation, our group name is The Lonely Voices.
We chose this name because it shows one of the main ideas of the novel. People often feel lonely and not understood. This idea is very important in the story, and we can see it clearly in the character we'll talk about today.
In our earlier presentation, we will focus on chapter 3 of part 1, which introduces the character of Mick Kelly. Mick is one of the most original and touching characters in the novel. Because she is a teenager girl, we can identify ourselves with her problems and relationships with her family or friends.
She's a young girl who lives in a boarding house with her large family. Her home is always full of people, noise and activity. But despite this, Mick often seems isolated and emotionally alone.
This chapter helps us understand who she is. We learn about her daily life, her character and her dreams. She is very different from others and she has a strong imagination.
One of the most important aspects of her character is her love for music. She admires great composers such as Mozart and Beethoven, and music becomes a way for her to feel free, inspired and connected to something bigger than herself.
We will also talk about her in a difficult place in a big family, her rather distant relationship with her parents and the fact that she often seems misunderstood by the people around her.
Another important point is her relationship with John Singer. Mick feels that he understands her, even without words. This shows that she really needs someone to listen to her.
Finally, we will mention some details that reveal her rebellious and imaginative personality, such as the graffitis in abandoned houses, her presence near the New York Cafe, and the atmosphere of the town around characters like Biff Braden.
So all these elements, Chapter 3 gives us a deeper portrait of Mick Kelly and shows us that she is much more than a simple teenage girl. She is sensitive, intelligent and a complex character.
So in this presentation, we will show how the author used Mick Kelly to talk about loneliness, dreams, art and the need to be understood.
We hope you will enjoy our presentation. So now let's begin with Mick Kelly and Chapter 3 of Part 1. Her family is very large, with many brothers and sisters. Because there are so many children, her parents are very busy and tired. They work hard to support the family, but they do not have enough time to listen to Mick or understand her.
This creates a distant relationship between Mick and her parents. She does not share her feelings with them, and they do not really know what she thinks or dreams about. Sometimes it feels like they cannot take care of all the children in the same way.
Because of this, Mick becomes more independent. She does things alone, but she also feels that something is missing, like love and attention.
One of the most important things in Mick's life is music. She loves music very much and she admires great composers like Mozart and Beethoven. Even if she doesn't not have much education, she tries to understand their work.
For her, music is not just a simple activity. It is a way to escape from reality. When she thinks about music, she enters in a different world, a world that is more beautiful, calm and meaningful than her daily life.
Music helps her feel strong emotion. She cannot always express herself with words, but music helps her a lot.
She dreams about a future that is different from her present life. Maybe she wants to have a life connected to music or art. Even if this dream is not clear, it gives her hope.
Mick also spends a lot of time outside. She walks in the streets and observes people. She is very curious and likes to watch how others live. She often goes near the New York Cafe, a place where many adults meet.
She likes to watch people and try to understand them. She's very curious about the world.
This cafe is managed by Biff Braden, a character who also observes people and thinks about them. Mick likes to stay near this place and see what happens. She wants to understand the world of adults.
Sometimes Mick does things that show her rebellious side. For example, she smokes cigarettes even if she's still young. This action shows that she wants to be free and to control her own life.
She does not always follow rules. This shows that she wants freedom even if she is still young.
She does not always follow the rules, and this makes her different from other children. She is strong, but also confused, because she does not know exactly what she wants for her future.
Another very important part of her life is her relationship with John Singer. Mix feels that he is one of the only people who understand her. Even if he does not speak, she feels safe with him.
With John Singer, she feels calm and safe. She can share her throat more easily.
With him, she can share her thoughts and feelings more easily. She does not feel judged. This is very different from her relationship with her family.
This shows that Mick needs attention, understanding and emotional connection. She wants someone who listens to her and accepts her. John Singer represents this need in her life.
This shows that she really needs someone who listens to her and understands her.
We can also see her creative and imaginative side. Mick likes to go to abandoned houses. These places are empty and quiet, very different from her home.
In this abandoned house, she can be alone and feel free. She can think about her life, her dreams and her future. She also makes graffiti on her walls, which is a way to express herself.
In this place, she feels free. She can think and express herself in her own way.
This activity shows that she has a need to create and to leave a mark. Even if it is simple, it is important for her. It gives her a sense of freedom that she does not have in her daily life.
All these elements show that Mick is a complex character. She is lonely, but also full of dreams. She is strong, but also sensitive. She lives in a difficult environment, but she still hopes for a better future.
All these elements show that Mick is a complex character. She is lonely, but she also has many dreams.
Through her story, we can understand important themes like loneliness, dreams, art, and the need to be understood. Many people can identify with her feelings.
Carson McCullers uses this character to show that even simple people can have a very rich inner life. Mick is not just a girl. She is a symbol of young people who want more from life.
The author shows that even a young girl can have deep thoughts and big dreams. To finish, Mick Kelly is a very touching character. She shows that even if life is hard, we can still dream and hope for a better future.
And we already finished our episode of Southern Solitude. We hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening to us. Have a wonderful day. Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast Southern Solitude. Today we're going to tell you what happened in chapter 4 of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
This chapter focuses on Jake Blunt and we will follow his date step by step.
Let's start from the beginning.
Jake wakes up in John Singer's room. When he opens his eyes, he sees Singer sitting quietly at the table playing chess by himself.
Singer gives Jake some water. And while Jake is getting dressed, Singer shows him a card.
The card explains something very important. Singer is deaf and mute. He can read lips and understand people.
Jake is shocked. He didn't realize this before, even though Singer never spoke.
Even so, they manage to communicate a little, and Singer writes a note telling Jake he can stay in the room for now.
After that, Jake leaves to look for a job. He takes his dirty clothes with him because he wants to throw them away.
On the stairs, he meets Mick Kelly, who shows him where the garbage can is.
Jake throws away his old clothes and walks into town.
He buys a newspaper and finds a job advertisement for a mechanic.
Before going to the job, Jake stops at the New York Cafe.
He talks to Biff Brennan and tells him that he will pay him back later for all the drinks.
Then Jake goes to apply for the job he saw in the newspaper.
The job is at a carnival, in a poor and dirty area near the river.
There, he meets a name named Patterson, who asks him about his experience.
Very quickly, Patterson decides that Jake is good enough and gives him the job. He will start the next day.
Jake is now going to work fixing a broke merry-go-round.
On his way back, Jake sits down with some workers. They're relaxing and smoking together.
Jake starts talking and says something unusual. He says he has a gospel inside him.
But he explains that it's not about religion. He means that he believes he knows the truth about the world.
He asks the men if they work in the mills, and they say yes.
Then he asks if they have ever gone on strike.
One man says that there was a strike before, but it didn't work because the new workers were brought in from other places.
When Jake hears this, he becomes very angry.
But the other men don't react the same way. Instead, they start laughing at him.
Jake feels frustrated and misunderstood, so he leaves.
He goes back to Singer's room and starts talking again, this time with a lot of emotion.
He talks about the books he has read and how the more he learns, the angrier he becomes.
While Jake is talking, Singer listens quietly and keeps giving him more wine.
Jake continues speaking and feels like Singer really understands him.
Finally, after drinking and talking so much, Jake falls asleep.
And this is what happened in chapter 4.
We follow Jake through his day, waking up, finding a job, talking to workers, and returning to Singer.
Thank you for listening to our radio program. We hope you enjoyed this chapter summary. Goodbye. Bye.